was listening to Jim Rohn, and he's like, for things to change, what needs to change? If you don't change, so your reality will stay the same. You are the one that makes the choice every single day. What kind of choices am I making every day that are going to help me? But many of us actually don't pay attention. What you do every day is basically what creates the life that you live in. Surround yourself with more of that energy that's inspiring, that's motivating, that's consistent, you know, that's going to like empower you. If you are in a positive vibration, it is more likely that you will be inclined to feeling more empowered and to having positive thoughts. Look at your life and see, where are you not being consistent, and what do you think that is happening in your life? Is teaching you some lessons? If there's anything that we can take away from life right now, is... Since 2018, I've helped thousands of people heal childhood trauma, overcome addiction, get off their anxiety and depression medication, and finally take control of their lives. Many have gone on to start their own business and become speakers, coaches, and leaders who are now transforming lives every single day. I've built a global community with over 3.5 million people, spoken on stages all over the world, and now I want to help you to do the same. If you've ever dreamed of becoming a certified life coach, making a difference and building a life of purpose and freedom, this is your moment. The LMP Coaching Institute is where healing meets transformation and passion turns into profession. Click the link below to apply now and be the change that you wish to see in the world. What's up, Instagram? How you doing? Write the word power if you're tuning in and watching us. If you're on TikTok, welcome. It's a blessing to be alive. YouTube, what's up, everybody? Welcome to another podcast episode on the Luke Mind Power Podcast. A blessing to be alive. Super excited to spend some time with you. And I'm going to be sharing again some motivation, inspiration, and staying a little bit more consistent as well. That's what I want you to do, is to look at your life and see, where are you not being consistent, and what do you think that is happening in your life that is teaching you some lessons? And I think no matter where you're at in life, in your success, in your journey, there are lessons to be learned. There are things that we are doing that create circumstances, experiences, situations. And if we pay attention, we can learn. And if we don't pay attention because maybe we don't care, well, we're also just not going to learn from the lessons or from these experiences. So, you know, your priorities and what's important to you is also something that's going to make a big difference into the results that you achieve in your life. So, you know, again, you know, focus on what you want and, you know, you will achieve that particular goal, you know. I've learned myself, you know, on many, many occasions, and I keep learning. I think if there's anything that we can take away from life right now, is that life is always teaching you what you need to learn, right? I had a conversation with someone from my team the other day, and we were talking about our clients, we're talking about coaching, and we're like, you know, like people that I work with in our coaching programs actually teach us what we need to do better in our business, because if something's not right, or if something's not being said, or if something is not happening correctly, guess what? Our clients actually message us and go, hey, I can't find this. Like, how many times in my coaching program I've had something that's wrong or something's missing, and the client will reach out and say, hey, this doesn't look right, or I'm trying to find this and it's not there. And like, we didn't even know. And we go in there and we go, oh, it is not there. Quickly change it, fix it, you know? Or maybe someone's not achieving the goals that they want to be achieving, or maybe they're doing something wrong and they'll let us know and we'll go, oh wow, you know, let's address this and let's fix this, you know. So a lot of the times, like, if you pay attention, like, the world, your life experience, your situations, the people around you are always teaching you what you need to know, or what you can do better, or what you can improve on. But many of us actually don't pay attention. Many of us are not learning from life, where we're stuck in this unconscious cycle of the way that we've been doing things. And guess what? For things to change in your life, I was listening to Jim Rohn yesterday, and he's like, man, for things to change, what needs to change? You know, if you don't change, so your reality will stay the same, you know? And it's like, it's not really that difficult to understand that, you know, for things to change, you need to change, right? Otherwise, nothing changes. And then nothing will change in your life because you're not the one changing it. You know, there's, before I keep moving forward, because I'm getting fired up now, because I'm like, you know, be careful. before I go forward, guys, I've created a new community. And this new community is called the Inner Work Club. It is completely off social media. So if you're someone, and I remember, because the amount of people that I've tried to invite into this community that are like, I'm sorry, I don't use Facebook. And I'm like, oh, freaking hell, just jump on. But now, guess what? There's no one that's going to say that anymore, because it's not on Facebook. Okay, we've created a private community where you can have access to our free community so that you can get access to our free resources and trainings that we do every week. If you want access, if you're watching on YouTube, click the link below. Okay, there's two steps. Follow the steps on how to get access to our community. Now, if you're watching on TikTok, you're watching on Instagram, all you need to do is go to my bio and click the link there. You'll see that it says join our free community. Follow the steps, sign in, and I can't wait to welcome you into this amazing space. It's called the Inner Work Club, and it's all about your personal transformation and living your dreams. Okay? So moving forward, for things to change, you have to change. If you don't change, nothing changes. You want your life to change, but you're not making the changes. What do you need to change ask yourself the question, what do I need to change in my life for things to change in my life? Do you need to do anything different? Do you want different results? Because if you don't want different results and you just want to stay where you are, which is absolutely fine. Remember, I ain't here to fucking tell you that you're living your life the wrong way. You're the one that is living your life. You're the one that feels what you feel. You're going through what you're going through. And if you're not satisfied with the results, you're not satisfied with the life that you've created thus far, well, then make some changes. Well, what kind of changes are you going to make? Like I said on my last podcast episode, your environment, the way that you think, what you listen to, what you do every day. What you do every day is basically what creates the life that you live in. So is there something that you need to change and do that's going to create a new version of yourself? Think about it. Are you waking up too late? Are you sleeping in too much? Do you exercise? Do you train? Do you listen to positive information? If you're watching this, then I'm praying that you do listen to the Luke Mind Power podcast and this is valuable to you and this inspires you and this uplifts you and this, you know, is something that you enjoy. Right? So surround yourself with more of that energy that's inspiring, that's motivating, that's consistent, you know, that's going to like empower you, you know? And this is something that I've learned myself, you know, I'm actually going back deeper into it. You know, I'm listening more to Jim Rohn, to Bob Proctor, to Alan Watts, these speakers, you know, Les Brown, because when I first started this journey, this is actually what fueled my growth. It empowered me. It inspired me. It connected with my emotion. It connected with my heart, you know, and it's what fueled me. And you have to ask yourself the question, what will fuel your next level? What is it that you need? Remember this, motivation is like, I learned this very, very quickly. Motivation is like bathing. What's bathing? Washing yourself, having a shower, having a bath, right? Cleaning yourself. Motivation is like bathing. It wears off. So you can clean yourself today, and then what are you doing tomorrow, right? Are you cleaning yourself, or do you just clean yourself once a week? I'm sure that there's people out there that live in specific lifestyles and have a specific way of life that maybe they even can't afford to wash themselves. They don't have access to that much water. Maybe they do wash themselves once a week or once a month even. How grateful we are that majority of us do have access to water and we can brush our teeth and we can clean ourselves every day. So motivation is the same shit. You want to live your dreams, you are the one that makes the choice every single day. How am I empowering myself? What kind of choices am I making every day that are going to help me to stay inspired, to stay positive, to keep pushing even when I get overwhelmed, to keep pushing even when I have self-doubt? And you know what? Let me share something with you. I still have self-doubt. You know when I have it the most recently? When I don't sleep enough, right? I have had a few moments recently where I haven't had a full night's sleep. Maybe I had dreams, I was awake at night, waking up, or maybe I only slept 6 hours, or maybe I only slept 5 hours, or maybe I had an early flight at the airport and we went to bed really late because I had so much work, and then I only slept 4.5 hours or 5 hours. But those moments, I can recall them recently. The self-doubt comes in when I don't feel good. And why I don't feel good is because I haven't had a good night's sleep. And it's interesting because all of a sudden, because you don't feel good, and what is that? Let's debunk this a little bit. It's the vibration, right? You're either on a high vibration, positive, in control, like you're poised, you're balanced, you're in your fucking power, let's fucking go, come on. Or you haven't had a good rest, you're absolutely depleted, you're tired,
And then you're on a lower vibration, which creates, what are negative thoughts? Our negative thoughts, let's debunk this a little bit more. Man, we're doing some good work today. Are negative thoughts a positive vibration or a negative vibration? Good thoughts, are they going to come from feeling good about yourself? A positive vibration or a negative vibration? So what we just found through our own research right now on the Luke Mind Power podcast is that if you are in a positive vibration, it is more likely that you will be inclined to feeling more empowered and to having positive thoughts. Similarly, I've never used that word, similarly. It's a freaking weird one, right? You will have negative thoughts, self-doubt, if you're on a lower vibration, if you haven't had a good night rest. And if you haven't had a good night rest, funny enough, we're talking about sleeping. I didn't even know we're going to talk about sleeping. When the fuck do I talk about sleeping? How did you sleep tonight? Did you sleep good? Did you sleep well? Was it peaceful? Was it shit? Or did you have too much on your mind? But one of the things that a lot of our clients who go through our coaching program achieve, and a lot of them have come in to do our Superpower Mastermind, struggling with insomnia. Anyone ever heard of insomnia? If you've heard of insomnia, write in the chat, yes, I have. If you've heard of insomnia, you're watching on TikTok, if you're watching on Instagram and you've heard of insomnia, I can't get no sleep. Dun, 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 dun. That's a fucking song, eh? I can't get no sleep, right? How good is that song? Like, seriously. If you have heard of insomnia, let me know in the chat. I can see, yes, proper rest is required. Yes, I have. Yes, I have. Okay. So Amy says, I have that song on my Spotify. I was actually at Ushuaia in Ibiza and Calvin Harris was playing. I think he played that song and he was like, I can't get no sleep. But it was a really, really mad version. And I was like, wow, this is fucking mad. This was awesome. So I love dancing to that song. But just talking about insomnia, I mean, where does it come from? You know, it's an unsettled mind. It could be an unsettled state of your body, which also is a reflection of your mind, because basically your body is the instrument of your mind. You know, your body's just replaying all of the thoughts and the energy that is being processed subconsciously. And so your body is actually just reflecting the mind. You know, so everything starts with the mind. You know, the mind is powerful, but the mind is memory, but the mind is stored information. The mind is full of experiences. It's full of everything that you've been through. So if you're having issues or you're struggling with sleep, there's no other solution other than understanding that the cause of your insomnia is to do with your mind. But then if you go deeper into understanding what is the reason for the mind actually creating the disturbance or your state not being peaceful so that you can actually have a good sleep at night, well then, you know, go and take a look at your life. Go and take a look at the things that you've been through. Go and take a look at everything of who you are and what you've evolved from, right? And I just mentioned this because I have to say it's probably one of my best achievements, one of them, just one of them, in terms of the success that people get going through our coaching program, is that you heal and overcome your insomnia. You know, and I've had so many people that I've been on calls with and they've said that I've struggled with insomnia. And I'm like, well, listen, man, you're in the right place, because once you start doing this work, you're actually going to start sleeping better. And then all I do is read in the community when people are posting their work. And it's like, oh my goodness, I've been here for 2 weeks now. And I've had my first night where I actually was able to sleep more than 4 hours. And some people even could have only been able to sleep 2 hours a night. And then they start saying, I actually slept for 4 hours. I actually slept for 5 hours. Like, for me, it's unheard of that you would only be able to sleep for 2 hours. It's ridiculous. Like, if I was not able to sleep, you know, that would just, I don't know, man, if I could survive. It would just do my head in so much, because rest is so important. But you actually want to ask yourself and look at yourself right now and go, wow, you know, how am I actually feeling? And what is my sleep like? Am I recharging? Am I resting? Am I actually you know, able to get a good night rest? Because if I'm not, there may be something that I need to address that I haven't addressed, that I'm running from, that I haven't taken action on, you know? And it's really, really important because, I mean, I know myself, if I can't sleep, that's when I know that I have a problem, you know? An easy indicator to yourself, to your peace, to your happiness, if you can't have a good night's sleep, then you have a problem. And then you know, like, oh my goodness, yeah, for the last week or for the last 2 weeks or for the last month or for the last 6 months, I haven't been able to sleep. What happened? You know, are you working through something? Are you facing something that's overwhelming? Because that's also what can cause you to not be able to have a good sleep, is that you're actually facing a fear, is that you're facing something or you're working through something or you're getting out of your comfort zone. So you have to be quite conscious of what are you doing? You know, for example, we have a speaking program. And this speaking program, as much as our other, you know, coaching services do create out of your comfort zone experiences, but also promote growth and success. But I know myself in speaking, it's probably one of the most out of your comfort zone experiences of, you know, doing something that you have to take action on, which create anxiety. It creates overwhelm. It creates like this heart rate, your increase of heart rate. It's this fear that you're facing, right? And I remember my first speaking program back in 2018 and how uncomfortable I felt doing it. But at the same time, you know, if I reflect on it, when I was posting the work and I was doing the work, I wasn't going to bed fucking scared, you know? Like I wasn't going to bed thinking, oh my goodness, like I can't sleep because I'm, you know, I guess, let me be truthful. I'm being truthful, but let me just think about those moments. So when I had a live event or I knew that I was speaking in front of my family or in front of people back in those times, that's where I definitely would have had overwhelm, bit of anxiety, and maybe just overthinking a lot because I'm thinking about the prep. I'm thinking about the day. I'm thinking about how is it all going to unfold? How's it going to work? 100%. That is okay. You know, there's nothing wrong with being overwhelmed or overthinking or not being able to have the best night's sleep when you've got an event. Like I remember London 2024, 3rd of November, Unlock Your Greatness live event at the Waldorf Hilton. And yeah, like we went to bed at probably like 11 or something, got up really early, but I probably didn't have the best sleep because my mind was very overactive. And I don't know if you guys would agree with me, but I can see that like on Instagram, for example, and even on TikTok and on YouTube, you can see this book, right? You know, and like, if you look at it, like legit, like it's full of shit, like scribble, you know? And so how best can I explain my mind? Like this. This is my mind, man. It's like a bunch of numbers, letters, this, that, fucking writing here, writing there, like all shit all over the place. Doesn't make any sense. If anyone looked at this, it says update bank account recon for invoices. Caroline Christine, 2019, 2023, 10,000, 7,440, affiliate. Lost your way, job lost, win my wife back, sponsorships, Strathfield, Bitcoin, Dodge, LMP Global, LMP Positive, speaking masterclass, $150, 21%, money secrets, like, what the fuck is this? Looks for work, 12%, library. You know what I mean? Like live, like it's all just like this, that, from this core to that core to this. Oh, write this down, whatever, man. Like, but that's my brain, you know? And I believe that we have been lied to, you know? Like just because you have an overactive mind doesn't mean that you have a problem, you know? I have a very interesting mind. I have a mind that sometimes when I listen to people, I actually don't hear them. You know, sometimes when I listen, I find it very difficult to take in information. I actually have to watch it a few times to understand, you know, what someone actually saying to me, how they're explaining things. I'm very slow like that, you know? And that's how my mind has been for a long time. Let me know in the comments and agree if you can relate, you know? And so naturally what will happen is that because you feel like you can't catch on or you can't process information the same or you can't learn as quickly as others, you fuck yourself. And what I mean by that, when I express that, is that you actually become your own worst enemy, you know? Instead of being kind and positive and understanding towards yourself and your learning capabilities and how you actually receive information, process, instead you shit on yourself and tell yourself that you're a fucking shit person because other people can process stuff faster than you and better than you, and they can learn faster and they're more successful than you, and all the crap that goes on when you shit on yourself, when you are your own worst enemy, you know, rather not realizing that you just learn differently. You know, you need a little bit more time, right? I tell this to my wife as well. Sometimes when she says shit to me, I don't pick up on it. And sometimes when she asks me to do things or she wants to do things, she needs to give me a month, right? Because in a month, I'll be ready. In a month, I'll be able to understand that, oh, that was actually a good idea. Let's fucking do it, you know? But I'm not going to, you know, bring myself down because I learn differently or because I think differently or because I am different. How about that, for fuck's sake? I'm different. Can I be me? You know, can I be happy with me because I'm different? Because I learn differently, because I think differently, because my brain functions differently? How about that? You know, we are the ones that compare ourselves to other people because of what? The lack of confidence, the lack of acceptance in I've been through this in life and maybe I was raised like this, but am I content and happy with the way that I believe and think about myself? So if I'm not, then I'm going to be comparing myself to other people. Comparison is the thief of all your fucking joy because you're comparing yourself to other people. Other people are not you and you don't know yourself well enough. So now you've lost yourself thinking that there's something wrong with you when the truth is there ain't nothing wrong with you. You're just fucking different. How about you fucking take a journey on your own, figure yourself out and accept the shit out of yourself so that you can stop comparing yourself to other people and then everything is fucking amazing. So let us be inspired by other people's life. Let us be inspired by how other people do things and let us know the fuck who we are. How about that? Let us give that to ourselves. Give this gift of understanding who you are, not what they want you to be, and not trying to be like other people, but owning the shit out of yourself and being happy and good with that. Because if you ain't happy where you are, it's all an accumulation of the things that you've been doing for the rest of your fucking life when you were born and up until now. And so from now, today, you get to fucking choose, man. You get to choose. Do I keep doing the same shit? Because if I do the same shit, I stay being the same of who I am from all the things I've been through. But guess what? I can make changes this today, like this week, and I can go, well, you know, I want a different life. And all the results that I've gotten up until now are a reflection of the actions and the habits and the lifestyle and the things and the thoughts of people I surround myself with, the jobs, that everything that I've done up until now has given me this life. And if you're good, keep going. If you ain't good, you know what to do. Yes, capiche? It's a blessing to be alive, guys. If you want to join a positive environment, you want to hang out with me, want to join our live workshops that we have every single week, guess what? All you need to do is click the link below this YouTube video. There's a link that'll give you access to join our free community. It's not on Facebook, okay? Too many scammers on there. I've been freaking impersonated enough. If you want to join our free community, click the link below. Join the Inner Work Club. If you want access on TikTok, on Instagram, the link is in my profile on those platforms. Click the link, join the Inner Work Club. I can't wait to see you guys there. And I can't wait to speak to you on another podcast episode. I gotta go now because I was actually reluctant to do this podcast episode because I've got coaching in the Superpower Mastermind in 13 minutes. And I was thinking like, I don't have much time to do this podcast and I don't want to use too much energy because I want to give it all to my coaching, you know, to my clients in my coaching program. But at the same time, I was like, yeah, Luke, but you got a busy day and you got to stay consistent. Let's fucking go. Like this hour that you have is important. Use the time. Okay. So I decided to come and spend some time with you. But guess what? The time has come that I have to leave. Okay. Because I've got to quickly prepare and get ready for my coaching session with my clients. Okay. So I'm sending you so much love. Believe in yourself. Believe in your success. Believe in your dreams. Believe in your healing. Believe that you can overcome your insomnia. Believe that you can overcome your anxiety. Believe that you can overcome your depression. Believe that where you are right now is not your final destination. It's actually, this is where you actually make your transformation. This is where you start your new life. Believe that it's possible. Okay. With every part of your being, I want you to start believing. Okay. Start believing that you're watching this for a reason. This is a sign. Everything happens for a reason. Follow the signs. God is speaking through me to you, and you're watching this on purpose, not by accident. I'm sending you so much love. I will see you guys real soon on another episode. Thank you for joining me. Thank you for being here. And don't give up, okay? Catch you soon.